Good morning with us, our political observer, Alan Chartok, on a warm Thursday morning, but still cool enough to have a little black ice out there.
Oh, there's no question that as I came down very early this morning from the hills of West Stockbridge and over from Great Barrington, there were patches of black ice. And you can tell because when the car goes over it, sometimes you get the signal in your on your dashboard that says you're on unstable ground, a little yellow light goes on. So be careful, everybody, because that's a good way to really get hurt.
Well, some shocking news. When I looked in the paper this morning in the New York Times, two officers have been shot outside the police station in Ferguson, Allen. A spokesman says that one officer from the St. Louis County Police Department was shot in the shoulder. The other from the St. Louis suburb of Webster Groves was shot in the face. The police chief, John Belmer, says he does not know who shot the officers. The shots were fired as protesters had gathered following the resignation of the Ferguson's embattled police chief, Thomas Jackson, on Wednesday, and a host of other city officials.
Well, look, things are not going to be calm there for a long time. Now you have the federal government coming along and saying, yeah, you know, people have a right to be angry about the way in which blacks were treated in the city. To put a face on this, just think about the fact if you had more skin pigment and you were systematically discriminated against, that's what this is all about. One of the things that's bothered me about Ferguson a little bit is that while it is important that the Civil Rights Division and others have come along and said, look, we can document how bad racism is here and the way in which police have been ordered to fill up the city coffers with money based on these arrests and basically harassment, one has to think that the only disservice here is that you think it's only happening in Ferguson, because of course it isn't.
The New York Times editorializing this morning, the headline, Alan, Republican Idiocy on Iran. Instead of being leaders and statesmen, Republicans in Congress seem to think their role is outside the American government. Some have called this treason.
There are people who've called it treason. They pointed to certain laws that are actually on the books. You know, it would be a hard case to make against 47 or so Republican senators that they're all guilty of treason. Do I think that this is reprehensible in every way possible? I don't think I have ever experienced the kind of outrage I'm feeling now, that members of Congress would write to a government that we are negotiating with and say, don't make this deal on nuclear, because if you do, we may take it back when we win the White House. This is really unfortunate, and they ought to be ashamed of themselves.
Speaking of shame, Alan, here's another headline. Secret Service faces inquiry in car crash at the White House. Senior agents are under investigation for allegations that they crashed a government-issued car into a White House barricade after a night of drinking last week.
Well, we've heard about drinking debauchery, prostitution with the Secret Service, and the only thing that I can suggest is that this has gone so far, and that the ethics and the practices of some of these civil service, and I say some of them, agents, is so reprehensible that now it's not a matter of just putting in another face at the head of this. People have to come in and do major surgery, and the right kind of people have to be recruited who are not prone to this. Look, it's a pressure job, but there are a lot of pressure jobs in this country and in this world, and you have to find the right people to do it. Frankly, since this is coming now, I am a little bit concerned that because it's this president of the United States, the first black president of the United States, that perhaps something's going on in the Secret Service that needs to be investigated.